Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fatboy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3 The best damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
The best for this week, at least. We can't say
I hope.
It's the best damn audio of all time.
Ever.
Because, I mean, what does that say about tomorrow's show?
Yeah.
It ain't gonna get no better. This is the best.
It's the holiday early.
Right.
I'm sure you're facing the same situation, but I get so many submissions.
What, a day off and nowhere to go?
It's hard to pick through what everybody sends.
Right.
It's like, man, all this is good. Can't use it all.
Though. Yeah, and this is where I want to say, too, and these are adults, like, don't get your feelings hurt if I don't use audio. It's not that I don't think it's not good. It's going to stay in the coffers. But, like, other things are timely. Now, you'll hear one of mine today and say, well, you're selfish for playing that one. Maybe. Regardless, though.
Got to have a mix. You know, they got to flow together, too, a little bit. So.
Yeah. Now, but Fatboy with his themes, I do like that. He does a bit within a bit. I don't know if he's doing it this week or not.
It's intriguing.
I do enjoy that a lot.
We don't have that this week.
Okay, it's fine. You know what? You want to leave them wanting more.
Right.
No, you really do.
Yeah.
But I will kick it off.
Why we don't do a 5-hour show anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it.
It's too much.
There's a, people deal with this situation a lot. There's a hornet's nest in the corner of this guy's roof, like outside.
Mm-hmm. It can be dangerous.
Yeah. So, I mean, so dangerous he can't go up to it and just, like, smack it with a broom or whatever.
Yeah, because there were – what happened to murder hornets? Wasn't that a thing?
I don't know.
Because that was another
distraction? It cycled out. Just like one story I thought, I'm like, oh, this might impact somebody's football season. Nah, that cycled out too. So, he's rigged something up to where he's got –
a Deshaun story.
He's got – oh, no. Lower level than that. He's got a ladder.
Yeah.
And he's got a pipe that he's facing towards – the nest that's coming up through the ladder. So his genius idea is he's going to take a bottle rocket, light it through the pipe to get rid of the hornet's nest.
I can only imagine, which sucks as a song, I will say.
It really does. And this is probably a genius idea, to be honest with you. It sounds cool, at least.
Yeah, as long as you don't get hung and blow your house
up. Set your house on fire.
He got pretty close.
All right. I'm going for it this time.
going with this bitch. I'm going to try to record it, but I'm probably going to run. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got to get in. That thing is gone.
By the time he turns the corner and you hear that explosion, the nest explodes, but there are hornets flying around everywhere. So he takes off like a...
See, that's another one you could have done as a... is this a gay porn or is this a work... HR video, because oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Is this the end of a GP or a corporate training video?
Oh my God. I like the way he said, oh my God.
Shotgun or fart?
So.
That sounds like you called Jackass to come out and exterminate your house.
Okay.
Here comes Rab himself shooting bottle rockets.
So there wasn't any fire with that.
It blew up.
It blew up, and all the hornets went out, started chasing him.
No, but his house wasn't on fire.
No.
Okay, good.
I can't use this. There was these two boys, they do a Jackass style show on social media. It's called Dip S.
Mm-hmm.
It's just them, like, you know, really deserting each other.
Dip Skull.
It's just like, come on, guys. This has been done. You'd be tased him in the nuts. I'm like, we've done that.
The best firework video I've seen of recent is it's this young girl. She looks like she's like 3 years old, and she wants to shoot some fireworks. And mom gives her like bottle rockets. And, you know, not bottle rockets, but a Roman candle, where you're going to get like eight pumps, you know, for the thing. Well, she gets scared. She doesn't drop it and run. She runs in the house with it.
OTC.
And the damn thing starts going off in the house. All right. This right here, you know.
That was great. Kids going in the house.
Yeah. She's going in the house, and then bottle Roman candles are shooting out the windows and stuff. This is a guy. Now, I want to say that I can't see the woman, but the guy looks either drunk or high one. And it looks like it's one of those Sunday fundies where they're just couching it out, watching TV, playing music at the same time. You ever find yourself doing that? TV's on a little bit, music's loud, and you're doing both at the same time. Well, a certain song comes on that we reference quite a lot on this show.
Oh, no.
And she realizes that her man is singing along and has no clue what he's singing. And I got to say, I don't know that I knew what I was singing.
What does he say?
I don't know. I just be making stuff up.
What? When that was playing just then, what were you saying?
Hippopotamus. Group of guys. Gotamus.
What?
Yeah.
It was.
I don't know.
What are you? So when you were little.
What we're going to anywhere.
What else was he talking about?
Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. I don't know. That's
good to me. I like that, Jane. I mean, that sounds legit, Jane. Yeah,
better than some I've heard, yeah.
So he's kind of got some flow to him.
He's good.
I got to look up real quick what he says.
Hippopotamus. I love it, too, because he's sitting. He doesn't realize he's being videoed. He's just sitting there watching TV while the music plays. This is so weird. We all do that. And he's just bobbing his head, singing along. And she's like, what did you just say? He's like, I don't know. The dude's making stuff up, isn't he? Hippopotamus?
Oh, he said this for Wally. Easy sees Uncle Charlie.
Easy and Lil sees Uncle Charlie. I hear it.
I hear it. Now, this could be somebody guessing.
I'd like him to do my eulogy, please. Was that Busy or Thug?
That might have been Busy's part.
It wasn't a Thug bone. What am I saying?
I think that was Busy's part right there. Yeah, pretty sure it was.
Yeah. All right. Take That's it, fat great. Boy. Thank Take you. The baton. Oh, there's much, much more pages. Okay. The best damn audio.
I can't wait.
So we've seen Trump, seen a lot of Trump, you know, and usually they like to catch him off camera, kind of doing, you know, he'll point to people, and people have made those memes and videos, but, and they'll talk about his hand, you know, if his hand doesn't have makeup on it or the bruising or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You rarely see Trump eat. You don't see Trump eat anything.
No.
I haven't seen it, actually.
You've never seen him drive a car either.
God, that's even when
the thought of it is alarming. Why am I so alarmed?
Does he know how? I mean, sure you can figure it out. But
I've seen him drive a golf cart, but never behind the wheel of a car.
I don't know the rules. I never saw him drive a golf cart. There's always somebody driving him around. And I like to drive. So we're not the only ones that's never seen Trump eat anything, especially a little famous sweet dessert.
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong. And so what if there was? That's a lot better than World War III, Owen. I never sucked any ding-dongs.
You never eaten any sweets either? Oh,
ding-dongs
Alex
are good.
Jones?
They are good. Okay.
I love ding-dongs.
I'm telling you. Do you like one in each hand?
Just one at a time.
Because they usually come two together, right? I see ding-dongs every time I go to the store.
Do you have...
They put them up front.
Say what?
Do you have to have oatmeal when you have your cream pies, or...
That's a good question.
Is it a must? Is it a must-have together? Like, could you just have a couple cream pies and not have the oatmeal?
It's better with the oatmeal, right?
Yeah.
Well, you need the protein.
Do you? Because speaking of, we can arrange that if you need it. Because speaking of sweets, we're talking about...
Yeah, I didn't know where that was going when you're talking about Trump with eating.
I've never seen Trump eat.
Well, yes, yeah. I know. Eating the ding-dongs.
Neither has Alex Jones ever seen Trump suck a ding-dong.
Oh, that wasn't Governor Jesse Ventura?
I've never seen Trump suck a chili dog either. I can't do it as good as Karrion Kross.
Oh, God. I know. If he doesn't ever wrestle again, just go into improv. I would go and watch you perform. As long as your wife is standing on the stage.
Do you ever think of getting like things like that? Ding-dongs. All right.
Yeah,
was it a thing that you get when you were younger?
You know, I felt
too old for ding dongs.
Like zingers too.
I was screwed with by friends, and I will never forget. It was just in a way to try to get girls. The girls at the school we ran around with were going to see a movie called Flowers in the Attic.
It
would have been like 93. I didn't watch any of it because I was trying to mack on this girl. Except when I lost it all because my own friend screwed with me when I placed my order at the concession stand.
Oh.
When I said, I want a cherry Coke and some goobers. You would have just thought that
she
I
left.
Was. Oh, she sat on the other side of the thing. Like everybody else was paired up. And there I am like, it's a damn dodgeball game.
Yeah.
She's like, I love them.
The goobers.
Well, you mentioned goobers, which is a famous candy.
So are ding dongs.
And ding dongs.
Cream pies are great snacks.
Oatmeal cream pies. So are Mr. Goodbars. But this Mr. Goodbar is not a candy. He's an actual person.
This is
the Netflix man.
And he has slayed through the state of Pennsylvania.
He has prowess, huh?
Evidently. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a type, too. It tells you what his type is. But Tennessee, look out, because he's coming for you.
When I see a girl that has the perfect body, size 6 and smaller, I'm good to go. So I pretty much f***ed every hot chick that I wanted to in Pennsylvania, at least in the South Hills area and the surrounding area, like towards the Mon Valley and up to like Seven Seasons, whatever they call it, Cranberry Township, and up by, you know, whatever they call it, Seven Hills, Seven something. I banged every chick that I wanted to so far. If there's some that I missed, please let me know. Send me a picture. Because I'm moving to Nashville, Tennessee next for about 2 weeks, so I'm going to tear it up there, too. You know what I'm saying? They're already in the Daisy Dukies, I call them. Daisy Dukes is my
He's setting them up.
How old is he?
Yeah, like, what is the guy?
He sounds really old.
You're into women, but, like, how does he look?
Gross.
For the type that he likes, he could probably pull it. Now, at this point, he's somewhat of a social media star, you could say.
Oh, is he?
So he's getting, you know, some good-looking chicks to take pictures with him. No, this is really him, because
what's his little thing though? Like, what's his gimmick?
What's funny you ask that? It might be telling jokes, because I don't remember hearing this joke that he tells us right here. Maybe you've heard it before, but I don't know it.
A doctor calls a husband and says to him, "Hey, I got some bad news about your wife. She has Alzheimer's and AIDS." He goes, "Well, what should I do?" He goes, "Drive her 2 miles away, drop her off. If she makes it home, don't f*** her."
God, Lord, don't take me. Don't take me right now, Lord.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's go to the phones because yesterday we said, we're going to take some calls, and Paige just would not quit talking. And
damn near did it again.
I was playing the role of Paige that day. Here we go. Let's... Fat Boy says 4 stars beside Ben. Take first.
Yeah.
All right, that means you're going to, the pressure's on Ben. He thinks you're going to be a good call. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Just having a little fun with music and stuff. How are you?
Doing great. Feeling great.
Uh-oh. I don't know what that means. Does that mean coffee or heroin?
Oh, wow.
I think I know this, but where are you calling from, Ben?
Call from Athens, baby, born and raised, dog country.
All right.
I knew that's what it was going to be about, pumping the dogs.
If anybody claims Athens, it's usually for that reason, that or REM.
Okay.
From Athens, too.
40 Watt Club, woo.
Yeah, Athens was kind of like the smaller, like what Austin, Texas became.
Yeah.
Not now, what they became before they went to hell like they have now.
I love 40 Watt.
Yeah, so...
it blew up, it got big.
I got to be pumping the dogs today, though. I'm feeling it.
Well, let's...
You know, I'm fired up. I just bought my Georgia Bulldog season tickets this year.
Oh.
Yeah, I've already been to a game. Yep.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I love this time of year. I'm so pumped.
Okay. Yeah, so now I have to ask. I don't have to ask because Fat Boy says take first. So obviously you're a big fan. I know the feeling. I used to have season tickets to the Gamecocks. I had them for two seasons, and then they went up, and I was like, I can't even – because I'd sell some of them because I'd sell some of them to make it – the other ones would be free, essentially.
I would.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like good seats at a really good game, but you got the entire season, though. That's had to be very pricey for Georgia.
Yeah, I got every home game, you know, and I was there this past Saturday for the Marshall game. I feel like I'm in football heaven. I mean, did you watch that game?
That was great.
They crushed Marshall.
They really did. What else do you – oh, man. Now, you know what? I have to be honest with you. Fans. Tune that down a little bit. Do you really – like, is your – if people acted that way about their family or the Lord, it would be a better place. Let's go! It's like, it's Thursday.
That's Georgia for you.
That's every school. But, like, who else y'all got coming up? You'll have seats, home. I don't know your schedule. Home seats. Home team.
Oh, man, we got a great schedule. I'm going back for Alabama, Ole Miss, Tech.
Damn. I mean, dude, those are some monster games. I mean, you got to have great seats.
I'm so excited.
Are they good? Your seats, are they good?
Gotta be.
Oh, my seats are great. Yeah. Perfect. Great seats. Perfect view. Lower level. Not too far off like the 50. It's unreal, dude.
See, I had 45 yard line to the right, fourth row up. So I was literally right over the heads of the players. They were the perfect seats. That was 8-9 years ago, so I can imagine now with the inflation, it had to cost you a big chunk of change.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't pass them up, though. And I'm not going to say exactly how much they were, but well over, let's say, $2,000.
I figured more than that, actually.
Over $2,000? I mean, it sounds about right, but I mean, you can make your money back.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you sound like your son, you're like a big fan.
I'm going to every game. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Did you pay cash?
You know, when I got the notification that they were available for me, I had to jump all over it.
Well, yeah. I feel like he's going up to the guy with, like, you know, just a wad of cash and just like, here, like, give me the tickets.
Oh, I would definitely want it to be in cash if I was somebody. I mean,
you don't want to take
a check or anything like that. But
no, just pulled it straight out of the savings account.
Nice. So. I have to kind of just ask the obvious question, like, why'd you call in? Like, I mean, in other words, like, you just call in to talk about that, or was there has to be more of the why Fatboy said take this first, like the savings account. Was it your work savings account? Did you use the wrong debit card? We've heard that excuse. Did you the savings account? You married?
I am married, as a matter of fact, and here's the kicker. So
there we go.
Yeah, she doesn't know yet, but there I gotta tell her soon because she's gonna find out. All right, so the money was actually supposed to go to a boob job for her.
Oh my god!
All right, good call, Fat Boy. You were right.
So it was a joint account. I mean, she might get like a notification. Like, she may know already.
I don't think she's got notifications turned on for the account, but.
Why'd
you
turn them off?
The money was spoken for, and she was saving for this boob job for a long time, and God, I just knocked a big chunk of money out of those.
She's definitely going to find out.
For those tickets.
I mean, are you joking a little bit? Like, you took it dead out of y'all savings that you knew was already earmarked for her breast augmentation.
No, I ain't joking. I'm dead serious. She's been talking about these new jugs for months, and I don't care one way or the other, man. When I got the notification to get those tickets, I had to pull the trigger. There was no question.
Oh my god.
So now here's the other thing that I have to ask, because this is Fatboy. Maybe in the future I want to know more before we go on, because now I feel like a waste of time.
You get bipolar with it.
Well, I have so many different questions. Like, you both were in it, had a savings account together that I assume you were putting money in as well. So it was all her that was wanting boobs. Like, you didn't want her to
100%. That's exactly what it is. Look, it was her idea, not mine. I never complained. I never asked for more. I don't understand why I should suffer, right? Tickets are forever. Suffer. Boobs can wait.
God, like, you're going to benefit either way, but, I mean, you'd be in the doghouse, man, when she finds out.
Yeah. I could understand.
Hey, I'm okay with that, right?
Yeah. This is something she's been dreaming of and she wanted so bad. It would be worse if this was reconstruction and you took the money for that.
Oh, Paige.
Jesus.
Listen, Christmas.
Why did they get reconstructed? Like, is they were born wrong? Like,
yeah.
She laid on one side too often. Who knows? There's a million reasons why.
Wobby jaw.
Yeah, look, she'll get mad. She'll get over it, all right? I'll tell her eventually, and hey.
Let's call her right now.
You should tell her today.
I might tell her today. Yeah, you know, you guys might give me the confidence, so.
Well, that's a first.
You always need to tell the truth.
Well, I mean, what? Can I ask what the going rate now? I used to... I didn't used to be a plastic surgeon, but I used to know somebody that was in the business that I knew what that stuff cost.
I mean, I think it's like $6,000 or $7,000.
Yeah.
You could also throw it on a plane so she could finance it if she really wants to. But these tickets, you got to pay up front, you know?
God.
That's a good point. I forgot about whole financing jugs.
You can
do Klarma on like a freaking album now.
Are you taking her to the game?
Oh, yeah. Like, did she just think you went to the one game? Like, that's... Hold that thought, though. Like, what's your plan? I know you said you want to tell her, and...
I mean...
I'm kind of half-assed open. You want to do it on
the
show?
That's a good question. I don't know. I might wait for a win. You know, you can't tell her after a loss, right? That's right. Like suicide. So maybe, like, after Alabama.
Let's say Hari
Kari. If we win that one, I can say, like, see, honey, worth every penny. Something like that. Just, like, bring it up very, very fluid.
I mean, look, worst comes to worst.
She's not going to react well to that.
No, she's not.
I mean, you could make your money back, and you could, like, off a few of these games, you could sell that to her, I guess, you know, as far as, like, it's not a total loss.
I mean, that's a good idea. If I wanted to sell them, but I ain't.
I know, and then you ain't.
I'm telling you.
I know. Dude, were you starting off a call at, like, what time was it, like, right at 7:30, and you're like, yeah, I'm pumped. Let's go. Like, this guy, this is your religion. I mean,
these tickets are too good to pass up, I'm telling you. Especially not this year. You know, we could win another natty and, you know,
yeah.
I'm riding this all the way, baby.
What do you do?
Hope you don't, but you could.
What do you do, though, if she says, all right, man, I don't know if we said, we said your name.
Ben.
Thank God. You know, you can't remember something that I said from moments ago, but that when a woman remembers names. It was also a good song by Michael Jackson.
She likes his attitude.
It was about a rat.
You can tell she does.
But I do.
Well, women like to be stepped on. They don't like a gentleman anymore.
No, I don't.
But what if she says to you, Benjamin, she says, well, guess what? It's either me and my supple breasts or you and your bulldog tickets. Like, what do you say?
Go dogs.
Oh, you a G, man.
You do not say
baby.
That.
You talk about the game over the boobs, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
She'll understand, I guess. I'm sure she'll understand, right?
No.
He's got to sell these tickets.
Yeah, like, I hope that this is just a little bit of embellishment on your fandom that you wouldn't really, like, I don't know your history with your wife and everything, but.
Georgia fans are nuts. They're crazy.
Listen, I didn't buy these tickets to sell them. I'm not scalping. I'm going to every game. If I got to sleep on the couch, so be it. It's going to be worth it.
Well, as a 20% Native American, I don't appreciate you saying scalping anymore, but I will say this. She's not going to be. I would love for a call to happen on our show. Although with the attitude you have, I would not think her call would last long because there'd be a lot of cussing and hanging up and stuff. But I mean, it's a big purchase that you kept for yourself. She could use them too. But I'm assuming she's not a Bulldog fan. I mean, she is maybe because you are, but she'd rather have them breasts.
Like he picked football. Over boobs.
She has fun at the games.
And
she has fun.
Are you equally contributing?
This is his wife. She's fun.
Are you equally contributing to the price of the breasts, or was that something she saved up?
Yeah, are you paying for the right and she's paying for the left, or vice versa?
I will say she's probably contributed more to the savings account.
Because he didn't even want
to have.
Like, he didn't care if she got him or not.
You're in trouble, buddy.
I wouldn't give
you
any money.
But, you know, that's why we have a conjoined calendar. Her money is my money is her money. It's all the same thing.
Now, look, you say that when she divorces you over these tickets. You won't say that. All right, Ben, hold on. We want to talk to you off the air. I want to see if we can scheme something up to somehow do something with this.
Yeah. Go down!
Dogs!
Oh, go Dogs!
Oh, God.
Herschel Walker!
I take every bit of that back. I hate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We discussed, and it's probably best to talk about this now, because we just talked about sports, and we talked about how... fans are nuts.
Yeah, they are.
So
ridiculous.
The Philadelphia Phillies playing Marlins.
Yeah, it was Marlins.
Okay. The at fish. Marlins.
Yep.
And you know, I've seen so many where if you're in the outfield and you catch a fly ball or a home run ball or whatever foul ball. 9 times out of 10, when an adult catches it, I notice that they look around for a kid to give it to.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Yeah, because once you get older, you realize they don't. Big deal.
What are you gonna do? It's not important.
I can call Brandon Steiner and get one sent to me tomorrow. It ain't that big a deal.
I can get some dirt. He's got dirt from every stadium.
Right, but Paige, did you see this? Did this make it into your terrarium of thoughts over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
this will always be a thing. For most baseball fans.
That's why when I was at wrestling that time, and granted they were, and this isn't a flex, but they were front row.
Yeah, boys.
So what that the Carolina Panthers were three rows behind us? So what?
They didn't like it either.
But Jeff Hardy's up there doing his juke and jiving and everything and took his shirt off and threw it out. And it goes literally two seats right beside me. Two seats right there. Now, right. I could have – I watched the projection of it. I knew I could have. But that was their area.
D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart didn't like it so much they were pricks the entire night.
The entire night. Rude as hell.
Yep. Why?
And D'Angelo already was from weeks earlier.
Weeks earlier because we did their pre-show, pre-game show.
Ah, mini helmets.
Ah, mini helmets.
From I remember signing. That. Yeah, he was like.
They told us that D'Angelo will not sign. It's better not even talk
Cam
to him.
But Cam Newton would stand there and not speak but sign. And then Graham Gano would sit there and talk and sign anything. Like he was like.
Like your hot wife can sign it, but I don't know if you can sign
he
it.
He was like the nicest. Like I've never had to tell a. I swear to God, I've never had to tell a player, no, I'm good.
I know.
He had already signed. Like they gave us these helmets. You know.
I told him he's a Seminole.
Whatever
I didn't want him signing my
to
helmet.
Your mini helmets?
I have mine. It's got.
I parted with mine shortly after it got. Shortly after Cam signed it.
Well,
that's probably a good idea looking back now.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't want it now.
Unless he wanted to sign it again. Have you done that before?
Had him
get the same person to sign it again.
It's kind of redundant.
I know, that's the bit. Like, hey, yeah, sign this again.
You know, like the – and it's usually women. Women that would – because I've been at and part of, like, probably 10 Rock and Roll Express autograph signings over the years.
Night, buddy, where, come here.
I don't know who any – the fact what? That you remember all the people that signed stuff, because I have things that are signed. I don't even know who signed them.
Well, it was like part of my job for a while, but also...
it's wrestling. You don't forget
this,
wrestling.
Yeah, this was yeah, uh-huh. Wrestling where, you know, it's not like... It's an event that they're also doing the meet and greets with. It. So I would see people go and pay, because you don't just get the autograph and get the free picture. You got to pay for both. Yeah. And I would say, so let's say Paige goes and meets Ricky and Robert every time they come. Carrie's okay. Here too, brother.
Hey, lady, how you doing?
I like him. Like Ricky.
Carrie's here.
And it's so you then get them to sign an 8x10 of you and them the last time you met them.
Okay.
But you're also taking a new picture with them. Because what are you going to do with that one? You're going to come back next year, and you're going to get that same picture signed. So this woman... has probably 10 pictures of her and Rock and Roll Express, 8x10 size, around her home, autographed.
That's kind
of
silly.
She's probably seen Junior once or twice.
She loves it. That's her deal.
Of course. But, like, it's not the whole thing of, well, I've got their autograph. It's like a subscription. You're going to keep getting it.
They don't remember you, right, like, in general?
Punky.
No, if like you go up to anybody and like you meet them a bunch, like you meet them at the cons, like, hey, I saw you 2 years ago. Like,
oh,
okay.
I have things that are signed and I don't know who signed them. Like my whole cast is signed because remember I was in a cast for 6 years from people.
God,
it wasn't 6 years.
It seemed like it was 6 months.
Yeah.
But it, I don't even know
you can tell
what's on there.
Apply that to your sex number you've told us.
Huh?
I know something of what's on there. You know, we had a couple of accidents in that cast. So you got a little bit of that on there. Plus,
probably.
Did you wipe your cast?
We got to auction off the cast, especially if it's got remnants on it. Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'll buy
take
it right
a bath
now.
In that cast. Yeah.
I'll take a bath on it.
Did you ever make love in that cast?
I did everything in that cast. Ask Fat Boy. He knows.
Oh, so somebody could sign the back of it, like where they're holding a leg up?
Uh-huh.
God, was
but
there,
it was bent to
was
the
there
side.
A cast podcast? That would have been really cool.
It was bent to the side?
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to figure out the angle of the cast during coitus.
Didn't someone draw a ding-a-ling on it, too?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I think they did. That's probably Hendrix or somebody.
Yeah, come here. I got to see who all signed it now.
No.
So play the audio, and then maybe we can come back and talk about this whole thing.
You want to kind of set it up first as far as...
I don't know the audio that you're going to play. All I know is it was something on ESPN. They flashed it on there, and then I went and looked it up online. And so they're at the game, and both Phillies fans, too. They're both wearing Phillies jerseys.
Yep.
Ball goes out to the outfield. Let's say that I am the dad and the son. Fat Boy, you can play my son.
Okay.
Give me back my son.
This is turning into ransom.
And then Paige is over here looking like Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I'm about to get a ball, Daddy.
And the ball goes probably right there where that that damn lithograph is there.
A lithograph.
Well, that's what they call it when it's a poster. It's a poster.
It's a Shine D poster.
It's an autographed poster of Shinedown, but because it's artsy, it's a litho.
Litho.
The ball comes out there. It's a little bit closer to you, but it doesn't land in your hands. It lands near you. But I'm over here with my son.
Yeah.
My who daddy. Won't quit eating ice cream.
I'm hungry, so Daddy.
Am I jumping to get the ball?
They give it to you in the helmet, Daddy.
We're both going for it, but okay. It's closer to you. And I'm coming over there, and guess what? As you go down for it, I scoop it up, take it over there, pop it in the hands of my fat son.
And I want to go and punch you.
Well, you.
Because you stole my ball.
Well, guess what you do? You go all the way over to where we're sitting, uh-huh. And then this happens.
Bang.
You know why she says fine and walks off? Because she got the ball.
Took it from his kid. Little boy.
But
that dude, that was so... First off, do traveling teams not have those... not human resource, but like those marketing people that go with them on the road? Like,
in other words,
were no Phillies people saw that and said, hey, let's step in. These are our people.
Somebody did step in, but I think it was Marlins.
It was. That's what I'm saying.
So do you agree with her? It was her seats?
No, it's whoever gets it. First off, it was for a kid. This woman, again, looked like Rosie O'Donnell. I'm just saying that for age-wise.
Hair-wise,
too. She goes over there and raises a ruckus. She didn't look to be drunk. She just looked to be a bitch.
Yeah.
She was pissed.
And
for what? Because a kid got the ball?
But you know how she got the ball? Dad just gave it up. Dad came off of the ball and was like, whatever. Took it out of his kid's glove and gave it to her.
Because she got over in his face and was causing a big old scene.
I know, but why is he running over to where she's sitting to grab the ball?
Because it didn't land... in your hands. Then there's no people sitting in these seats.
Okay, so that's a free for all.
I actually have audio from Dad if you want to hear him real quick.
I do.
As soon as it cracked off the bat, it was starting to head our way a little bit. It fell and kind of bobbled between the two armrests, and I picked it up and I just walked away and held the ball up high and put it in Lincoln's glove. And then she showed up. As she reached for my arm, she just yelled in my ear, "That's my ball," like super loud. I jumped out of my skin. Then she's like, "Those are from our seats." I said, "There was nobody in that seat." I pretty much just wanted her to go away and be dad and show him how to de-escalate a situation. So that's where I went.
I wasn't very happy that we had to give it to her, but we can't win. She was going to get it anyways.
Oh, she wouldn't, kid. Your dad's a puss for giving it to her.
I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about... Like the dad sitting there, the dad, there's several views. Like, there's three girls that were sitting right behind there, got the best angles of all of it.
That's where their audio came from originally.
Yeah, they got the best angle of all of it. But so the woman is like belligerent, but she wasn't drunk. I mean, at least according to everybody. But she's like in his face screaming, "That's my ball, that's my ball." And first off, when dad realizes she's right there in his face, he does that. Like, when he said he almost jumped out of his skin, like, he went, like, I mean, he looked kind of whatever. And then...
It didn't land in her lap. I see what he's saying.
They
I
both were the going point, yeah. for it in kind of a Gaza Strip of no one sitting in seats.
You know what you say to her? Go get your husband if you want to, because you ain't getting this damn ball. I'm not taking it out of my kid's glove. I don't care how much of a bitch you are.
See, I'm trying to... Because what dad said right there is true. It's like, I showed my son a good lesson. And how to de-escalate stuff. But are you teaching him how to be a puss?
I see it both ways.
I do too.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.